More than 2 million children across the country have at least one parent behind bars. 16-year-old Kaimani Baxter is one of them.
It's been like 13 years since I've seen him. So I ain't hugged my dad since I was like 3 or 4 years old or touched him. I haven't touched him since I was 4 years old.
Baxter lives in San Leandro. Nearly 1 in 10 children in California have a parent in the criminal justice system. But local numbers are hard to come by. Experts say that's because most agencies don't keep data about the children of people they process into the criminal justice system. Author and longtime youth advocate Nell Bernstein says we should be keeping better track of these statistics.
It's really no different than any other loss of a parent in terms of the depth of the trauma and the longing, except that it's not only unrecognized, but actually stigmatized.
With so many people now being released from prison because of realignment, Bernstein says it's more important than ever to support children and families of the incarcerated. KALW's Kyungjin Lee has more on that ongoing story.
So, Mike, we're our checking question.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mikey. Our checking question today is, how was your day, and what do you feel about the subject of race today? Like, racism today.
About a dozen teens take turns talking in a circle in a downtown Oakland church. Some snack on chips. Others sometimes snap their fingers in agreement with a speaker.
Like, humans tend to fear things that they don't know about. And that's just a human trait.
The group is called Project What, and it meets weekly. It's peer part support, part leadership development, and part advocacy for youth who have a parent in the criminal justice system. Everyone here has that in common. After check-ins, they get ready to watch a movie.
If everybody can sit that way, you remember the rules for videos, like no phones out. You need to pay
Zoe
attention.
Wilmot coordinates Project What, which stands for We Are Here and Talking. She's also a past participant of the program. She says it provided her a space to talk about how her mom's incarceration affected her.
Even growing up in a family where it was talked about with adults, I never had that space with other youth until I found Project What.
Wilmot's mom was locked up when she was 4 years old. She says while she loved having a relationship with her mom, visiting a prison still left Wilmot scarred.
It was hard to go to. It was stressful. I cried a lot. I had nightmares about being in prison all the time.
Nell Bernstein says these kids are the invisible victims of the criminal justice system.
These kids are going through a loss similar perhaps to having a parent in the military. But instead of the community rallying around them, they often feel they have to keep it secret.
Bernstein coordinates a San Francisco coalition that advocates for children of incarcerated parents.
I had met kids who spent as much as 6 weeks alone in an empty apartment after their parent was arrested. Then there were also kids who were unnecessarily taken in the back of a police car to a children's shelter when grandma was right down the street.
Bernstein says there's too little sympathy for incarcerated parents. She commonly hears, bad people don't deserve to have kids. But, she says, people rarely see the issue through the child's perspective.
Who knows if there's people who don't deserve to have kids in or out of prison, but I haven't met a kid who doesn't deserve to have a parent.
So in 2003, Bernstein's organization created a Bill of Rights for Children of the Incarcerated. It includes points such as the right to visit and touch a parent, the right to be involved in decisions made about them, and the right not to be blamed for their parents' incarceration.
How you doing? Thanks for coming down.
Mm-hmm.
How you been?
I'm good.
Hi. Yeah, right?
Kaimani Baxter was 4 years old when his dad was arrested. Baxter wasn't home when the police came.
But I know, I remember I came home and everything was like wrecked.
He only has a few memories of life with his dad, but he does remember what life was like after he left.
It was like concentrated chaos for a long time. It's like you trying to conceal a grenade, but you know the grenade is there, like, and it's finna explode, but it don't.
Baxter's dad is still in prison. Baxter grew up with his mom and big brother Carrie until a few years ago when Carrie was shot and killed. But Baxter doesn't lament on these losses. He says his situation is not unique.
It's regular. I mean, it's a few people that I know that don't have a relative that's in jail, and very, I like count them on my fingers.
So most people you know have somebody who they love.
Hell yeah. Majority, yeah.
But he says no one talks about it openly.
When people are in jail, like, it's out of sight, out of mind. So, yeah, I don't think nobody thinks about it.
Everybody.
At Project What's weekly meeting, the students settle in to watch the film. It's about racial inequity in the criminal justice system. Zoe Wilmot, coordinator of the youth group, says movies like this are really just meant to get the kids to tell their own stories. And that's what can lead to real change. When Wilmot shared her experience about visiting her mom at a conference, an official from Solano County realized what it was like to go through the jail's visiting room as a kid.
Now there's like toys for kids and murals and safer spaces for kids to feel like they can interact with their parent without the guards being right there.
That kind of support for families is becoming important outside of jail as well. Under California's Prison Realignment Plan, almost 20,000 former inmates are back in their communities. Many are reuniting with their families and adjusting to life after incarceration. Advocate Nell Bernstein says this transition can be hard on kids.
Often when you're on probation, a probation officer can do an unannounced search, which can be terrifying to a child. There's also the uncertainty that your parent could disappear at any moment.
Law enforcement agencies have started to listen. For example, San Francisco is trying to insert children's perspectives before and after a parent is sentenced. But Bernstein says there's still no uniform policy or enforcement among different agencies. And she says that void means children are likely to continue to be invisible victims of the criminal justice system. For Cross Currents, I'm Kyung Jin Lee.